أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained Allah's great qudrat, which normally the Arabs will witness when they are traveling on their camels, that is looking at the camel, what a strange and what a fascinating creation of Allah Ta'ala. Then looking at the sky, how Allah Ta'ala has made it, and in other places in the Quran, Allah explains that till today not a single crack in the sky, and it is standing without any columns whatsoever. That is also the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And then yesterday we discussed about the mountains which Allah Ta'ala has made, and a few details that we know we've explained. Otherwise the full details only Allah Ta'ala knows what they are in the mountains. Further Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And don't they see then at the earth how Allah has spread it out. That is traveling on the camel, and even today when we travel, especially in the open places, we see how Allah has stretched out the land far as our eyes can see. The land is stretching out, and all this is a fact that Allah Ta'ala alone has made this. One important point here also, we all know that the earth is more or less a round shape, an oval shape. But as we see the earth, it looks a flat surface. So much so that in the past people thought it is like a tabletop, the earth. Whereas we know now that it is round, it is not like a tabletop. But we see it like that. So this is also the great qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Further, as a person travels, whether it is on the camel like the Arabs, or whether it is us in our cars, or whether we are traveling by plane or by train or by bus, and we see the land stretching out beyond or from wherever we see far away, and we see a lot of plantations, we see a lot of forests, etc. There we should take a lesson that how Allah Ta'ala is arranging our food from all the different crops and plantations. We might see a mealy plantation and all our mealies and all the products from mealies that we have, which perhaps we don't even really acknowledge or perhaps not even recognize, but when we eat, how much of mealy products we eat. Then we will see, for example, a banana plantation, and what a great creation of Allah, and how Allah Ta'ala gives it to us. It has been wrapped also by Allah Ta'ala with the peels, and then in the banana itself we might only take it for potassium, but only Allah knows what Allah has put in that banana. Then you'll see perhaps an orange orchard, and how Allah has wrapped the orange orchard, the orange also with its peel, and then how Allah has kept the various slices, and how Allah in that one slice has kept that small soluble bags, and each one has got the juice for how Allah has given it to mankind, and everything else. But normally we take no notice of it whatsoever, of all these things. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَنْزُرُونَ. Why don't you look at these things and take a lesson from all this? And this is all on the surface of the earth, which was very clear. We can see it with our eyes. And with the little knowledge that we have, we know below the surface what Allah has kept. All the various minerals, that Allah has kept steel and iron there also. Allah has kept gold and silver also there. Allah has kept diamonds also there. What Allah Ta'ala has kept. All our necessities Allah Ta'ala has kept there. From the various other places, crushed stones are taken out. Cement is taken out, all this for our buildings, everywhere, all around us. But unfortunately we see this, but we take no heed, we take no notice of it. If we take a little notice and just think a little bit, is this within the capacity of mankind? All of them together also, to make one grain of a mealy, to make one grape, who can do this? It is none other but Allah Ta'ala. Then a person will recognize Allah, and he will also particularly recognize that it is Allah, when he can do all this, that he will bring us back to life also. As we travel also, many times we would be traveling in winter, and we would see the lands are completely dry, the crops, nothing is left of the crops. But we travel a few months later in summer and we see everything is lush and green again. From here also we should take a lesson that on the one side, if we go to the cemetery, the Qabristan, we see there is no life there. We only see the graves. But usually just a little few meters away is the locality of that place. And there are people living there. So from the dead, Allah will take out this living. Just like that, from the dead in winter, the crops are dead and Allah takes them and make them lush and green in summer. Like that, from this dead Qabristan, Allah will take out the people again on the day of Qiyamah. When Allah shows His Qudrat in various ways, what is it difficult for man to believe? And this belief must not also, Allah give us tawfiq, not just that it's superficial that we say we believe, but it must be a belief that moves us into action. And we live a life in conformity with the laws of Allah and realize He is the supreme power and He is the supreme government. And we have to obey and be totally submissive to Allah Ta'ala and all His laws. May Allah Ta'ala bring that within us. When this effort was made on the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya who made it, then they feared no one whatsoever. Today we are full of fear of every other person, of everything around us. Whereas a true mu'min, who not only superficially, which is also valuable by Allah, that we say we brought iman, we are believers, that will also carry great weight by Allah. But if we have that reality of that iman, that will turn the tables in the world. Like one man, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, changed the whole history of mankind and the whole tables of mankind. This is when that iman comes into us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.